Welcome back to The Price of Business. I am your host, Kevin Price, talking to you about you and your business. The company's called the Commercial Tax Network. I've got Harvey English with me, and we love to do showcases, focuses on companies that are leading edge companies out there, companies that just keep us really growing, the city of ours growing. And we found one this week, Woodlands Commercial Realty. We talk so much about what's happening directly in Houston, but want to talk about what's happening in those cities that are near Houston. First of all, Harvey, before we introduce our guests here, why don't you tell us a little bit about Commercial Tax Network? What are you all about?
Well, we do property tax consulting, trying to keep everybody's property taxes as low as possible. And so we, you know, are looking at this year coming up. 2012 is going to be another one everybody needs to prepare for, and we're looking to have a successful year to keep taxes as low as they can.
Yep. You know, and one of those things that I think people need to be aware of is that we are in one of the tightest fiscal crises that we've ever been in at every single level of government. And they would prefer to just raise your taxes in an arbitrary way in every area, but they can't. Most of it is covered by litigation. Some of it is even, you know, covered by the Constitution, the state Constitution. And so what they do instead is they go to the fuzzy areas, like the value of your property, in order to extract more money off of you. Talk quickly about that.
Yeah, that's a real problem. You know, the Constitution does say that, you know, it should be uniform and equally. Everybody should be paying about the same. You know, no one should be treated unfairly. So we use that quite a bit, you know, especially with the pressure on the taxing jurisdictions to keep the values or actually taxes as high as they can. So the way they do that is to keep raising your property taxes. And I don't think there's anybody could not know that the values are just not going up. In fact, many are still going down, and I'm seeing a lot of people who are have cash and are willing to buy because the prices are low. Right. So we capitalize on that.
All right. Woodlands Commercial Realty. Nate Newman is our guest. He's one of the executives out there, one of the people who are involved with that company. Real quickly, Nate, first of all, welcome to the program. Give us an overview of what your firm is all about.
Thanks, Kevin. Good to be here with you today. Yeah, basically our company, we're a small boutique firm in the Woodlands, Texas. That's about 27 miles north of Houston. Most of us have been in the Woodlands for at least 20 years or so. The principal of our firm was at the Woodlands Operating Company for about two decades. He basically was in charge of overseeing the management and development of the commercial real estate assets there, which really gives us a unique opportunity to have an inside track on what's going on in the Woodlands. And, you know, it's a very hot suburban market, particularly with, I don't know if you've heard about it, but ExxonMobil is putting a lot of stuff on the ground there, and we're seeing a lot of momentum from that.
Yeah, interesting. Very interesting. Because people don't seem to understand the ripple effect. There's all kinds of vendors that work directly with Exxon, and those vendors want to be where Exxon is. It's very similar to, you know, the situation out there in Arkansas. I can't even remember the name of the town, but, you know, it's really a nowhere town except for Walmart and all the vendors there trying to pitch to Walmart. There's a huge ripple effect, true?
Yeah, definitely right. And you know, we also have other companies like Anadarko has their headquarters in the Woodlands, and Baker Hughes and these other operators, particularly with Houston being a market that is, and to a large part, driven by the oil and gas market. And with oil at, you know, close to $100 a barrel, it becomes very meaningful.
Yeah. Harvey, you have a question for our guest?
Yeah, just I know that the Houston area is and the Houston area in general has been doing a lot better than most of the rest of the United States. How is Montgomery County faring?
You know, I was in a presentation, Harvey, last month where our local judge, Barb Sadler, was talking about how it's projected in the next 15, 20 years, we could have over 1 million residents in Montgomery County alone.
Hmm. Wow.
Interesting. I
mean, that's huge because we have very...
And how many years?
And 15 to 20 years.
15 to 20 years. I believe that. Yeah. That's incredible if you think about it. That makes it a very... That makes it about 400,000 more people than Detroit has. Oh, boy, that was depressing. But anyway, yeah, it's really quite incredible. Tell us real quickly, what are the types of properties you guys are managing? You know, there's a lot of different properties you could be involved in. Give us a scope.
Well, you know, we do a lot of brokerage work, in particular transactional, whether it's buying or selling or leasing as well. We really handle things across the spectrum, whether it's office or retail, multifamily, land or development. We have people on our team that can do that. And I particularly kind of focus more on investment and office real estate. But, you know, we have different people that have different strengths, and we kind of work together as a team. You know, we're a small company. We're not like these large firms that, you know, may have 40 or 50 different agents that are all working on different accounts. We kind of, we co-op and we do smaller, I guess, more local work for local people.
Yeah, real good. All right, Harvey, other question?
Yeah, the I think it's interesting that we were talking earlier about the office space, and there's also, you were telling me there was some influx from south of the border and some people bringing in some money from Mexico.
Yeah, you know, it's very interesting. You know, in particular, as we've had this, you know, global liquidity crisis, we've seen it'd be very difficult to get lending, but at the same time, there's a lot of unrest, violence, and so forth, just in Mexico in particular, and other foreign nationals are coming here, and they have cash. And you know, they're not the types that over-leverage where they get a massive amount of loans and so forth. They tend to go in with cash or with, you know, 60 or 70% cash, and then only leverage a little bit, which has really been a boon to our local economy. I mean, we're really kind of in a perfect storm scenario where we have a lot of different things coming together to drive growth.
Well, cash is king.
Yeah, absolutely. Always has been, always will be, in spite of the government's best effort to devalue it. Woodlands Commercial Realty is the company. Woodlandscommercial.net is the website. Woodlandscommercial.net. How bullish are you about your business in 2012?
You know, we've been growing up in transactions since 2008. You know, 2008 was a little bit slow with the global financial crisis, but every year we've been doing better and better. In 2012, looks to be really good. I was listening to a Metro Study report, Kevin, that Metro Study is a local company here in Houston that produces these reports. They're projecting over 80,000 new jobs in the Houston area.
Wow, that's incredible. And I have to tell you, one of the reasons why Houston's unemployment is a little higher than you would think it would be, is very close to, you know, 7 to 8%. The reason why is because we have so many people coming from all over the country to take those jobs even as they're being created. I mean, the ink isn't even dry on the paper when it happens. All right, and then our other guest, of course, our regular contributor, Harvey English, with the Commercial Tax Network. Harvey, your brother, and of course, there's Adam who comes in often. Love to have you guys in. Enjoy seeing you.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
CommercialTax.com. You can't forget that address. CommercialTax.com, 281-897-1119. More after this right here on The Price of Business.